Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are with Brian Kuzmierski, the owner of The Market in the Square. And, you know, Brian, we've been talking before throughout this entire pandemic about the supply chain and the various developments that have been happening with it. First time you and I talked, it was about toilet paper. Then it was right. About cleaning products. Then it was about meat products. Right. But the last time you and I talked was about 2 months ago. And we're starting to kind of get an update on how things are going. It seems to be getting better, but I want to hear from you. Are things starting to get better, or are you still running into some challenges?
We still have challenges. Basically, with the supply chain, it's not only the shortness of like certain commodities like soap, dishwasher pods. We're having trouble getting our private label products. And the reason that we're getting from the manufacturers and our supplier is that the manufacturers of these products are having trouble getting containers to actually pack the product in. So one of the major beverage companies told us the other day that they will not be supporting any ads involving cans because they can't get the aluminum cans that the beverage comes in. So that's going to be in short supply, so we can't advertise or promote those type of things. But it's getting a little better. I would say maybe 30-40% better than what it is, but we got a little ways to go yet.
When I go grocery shopping, I remember a couple months ago looking around trying to find meat. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find, you know, a big thing of chicken breasts anywhere. Now it seems to be fully stocked. Is meat an issue these days in your eyes?
It's getting better every day. We, just for a point of information, we were never out of meat. We basically had the opportunity to buy from several distributors and producers, and we were never out of meat. We stepped out and we bought as much meat as we could to keep our customers in stock in their freezers for whatever they needed. So we were never out of any meat. We might not have had every cut that they wanted, but we were never out of meat.
But the cleaning products, that remains kind of the white elephant that everyone's trying to find. It's so tough to try to find any sort of spray. It's tough to find those disinfectant wipes that are out there as well. You had touched on it a little bit earlier about containers and talking about aluminum cans. I mean, is that the same story, so to say, for the cleaning products too?
I don't know specifically, but I would say it is, because if you look at what these wipes come in or what the liquid disinfectant cleaners come in, it's all plastic, and those manufacturers were shut down for a large period of time, so that all the supply of the containers were depleted by just supply and demand. If you look around, you know, you see everybody now and having sanitizers, hand sanitizers that are in all kinds of bottles and, you know, dispensers and things of that nature that they weren't in before, because whatever they can pick up and buy, they'll buy them to keep us in stock.
Do you have any guesses on, when things will be back to normal with the cleaning supplies, with those disinfectant wipes, with those sprays?
All I could do is guess, and I'm going to say it's going to be late third quarter, early fourth quarter.
Okay. So September, yeah. October-ish, hopefully?
Well, later than that. We're on allocation from our wholesaler that, you know, they only get a certain amount of product in, and we could order as much as we want, and we'd get what they can send us. So we're seeing our invoicing coming in that we got let's say we get in the grocery department, we'll get like 15 pages of in-stock items, and then we get 15 pages of out-of-stock items. So,
and a lot of those out-of-stock items are the cleaning stuff, right?
Absolutely. If you look at the aisles in any grocery store, you know, there are a lot of holes. There's, you know, there's a lot of spreading out of product to make the shelves look full. But, yeah, we're not getting a full complement of soap or sanitizers or things of that nature.
When a lot of people go grocery shopping, you know, they see that there's now limits on, you know, certain products. I'm not sure specifically what it is here at Market in the Square, but, you know, for some products you can only get like two cans at a time, or you're only limited to X amount of the chicken breast. I imagine, you know, cleaning products, you got to have a limit on those here. You know, first of all, what is the limit on the cleaning products for people if they wanted to do that here? And at the same time, when do you expect the grocery industry to loosen up on some of those restrictions for people?
Yeah, we haven't introduced any restrictions on the products, basically because we're not getting a whole lot of them. I'm thinking that the manufacturers, as soon as the packing materials and the containers come back in stock, that's when they can go full force. You know, you had the toilet paper companies that were out of stock for a long period of time, and then they were working 24/7 producing toilet paper. So we're in back in stock in toilet paper, maybe not the same variety we had before the pandemic, but we're not to worry. We have toilet paper.
Awesome. Great stuff, Brian. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to thank, you know, our customers and our suppliers and our employees. They've done a yeoman's job helping us as much as they can, and without our employees, we couldn't have done what we did for the community. So we're very thankful for our communities, our employees, and our vendors that are keeping us where we are today. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.